Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story called Otis and the Tornado. It was written by Lauren Long, and it looks like illustrated as well. And before we get started, I would like to ask you, what is Otis?
A tractor.
He's a tractor. You're absolutely correct. It looks like he might live on a farm. And so, with that in mind, let's figure out what his problem is with this tornado. Today's story is read by Mommy and...
The spelling...
Mm-hmm.
B. B-E-E.
The spelling B-B-E-E. Oh, you spelled it beautifully. Here we go. Life was calm on the farm where this friendly little tractor named Otis lived. It was summer. The sun shined bright, the birds chirped, and after all the work was done, Otis and his friend, the little calf, liked to play. They would gather all their farm friends for a grand time of follow the leader. They would take turns being the leader as they marched along. Otis would go first, puff, 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 leave, truff, followed by the little calf, who would bound ahead, bawling all the while. And soon the horse would trot to the lead with a neigh, neigh, as his hooves clip, clop, clip, clopped. And finally the ducks would waddle to the front with a chorus of quack, 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 quack. And they all followed the leader. Up by the apple tree, around the barn, down the rolling hill, past Mud Pond, beyond the cornfield, across the meadow, and along the banks of Mud Creek. What a fun crowd they were. Everyone was so friendly except for the bull. The bull was nobody's friend. When he was not in his pen, he was kept in a pasture all by himself.
The bull sounds very neat.
He sounds kind of grumpy, doesn't he? Yeah. If any of the other animals got close, the bull would stand at the fence and snort and snarl and whoosh, hot air. And suddenly, with a burst, he would run back and forth along the fence, and then he would stop and glare at them like a statue, never moving a muscle except to flare his nostrils. The bull did not like anyone, and everyone was afraid of him. Once, Otis tried to make friends with the bull. He took him a shiny red apple from the apple tree and invited him to play, but the bull snorted and snarled and glared at Otis, and then he stomped his hooves in the dirt and charged. The bull slammed into the fence just inches away from where Otis stood.
The bull,
B-U-L-L,
has to like someone. Everybody likes someone.
You would think so, but it seems to me like...
And he likes himself.
Yeah, he must like himself. Do you know, I want to say something about this. Sometimes people are grumpy, and you may think, oh, well, I'll just have to find a way to get them to like me. But it's not your job to make people who are grumpy be not grumpy. Mm-hmm. And it's not your job to make sure that they like you. Some people will never... be ungrumpy, and they will never like you. And that's okay. Because you have so many other people who do. And so does Otis. So I think it's wise what happens here. Because from that day on, Otis stayed clear of the bull altogether. It's usually,
yes,
that's a smart choice. Y-E-S? One day, the farm skies began to swirl and turn dark, and the winds blew, and the rain came down, and the animals in the barn grew restless and jittery. The skies tumbled and turned and turned and tumbled, and Otis didn't mind the rain. But there was something different about this storm that he could feel deep down in his pipes. All at once, the wind stopped blowing. Not even a breeze. And the rain disappeared and the sky turned a strange shade of green. And the farm fell completely still. The only sound Otis heard was as he puffed toward the barn was the farmer shouting in the distance, "It's coming fast! Get down in the cellar!" The farmer was in such a hurry that he had no time for the animals. What was all the fuss about? Otis wondered, and then he turned and saw something that rattled his frame and shook his fenders. Now here's a fun insider tip. Mommy, I am from Kansas, and I have seen what he's about to see on the next page in real life, up close and personal.
I know what it is.
What is it?
I suspect it is either a storm or a tornado. T-O-R-N-A-D-O.
That is correct. It is a tornado. T-O-R-N-A-D-O. And we're about to see what it does. There it is. When we turn the page, we can see what it looks like. So we can see the big rolling hills and the farmland with the trees. And we can see a dark black cloud, thick and heavy, that hangs over the land. And coming out of that cloud is a funnel that is reaching down like a hand from the cloud. And when it touches the ground, it tears everything apart that it touches, because it's mighty winds and dirt and rain and all kinds of things. It's a very dangerous storm.
Tornadoes are evil storms.
They are very dangerous storms.
S-T-O-R-M.
Mm-hmm. S-T-O-R-M. Very good. And it was heading straight toward the farm. What would happen to all the animals locked in the barn? Otis sprung into action. He nudged the latch of the little calf's stall until the door swung open. Next, Otis freed the pig and the sheep, and the winds howled closer, and he stretched to unlatch the horses and the cows' doors at the same time. Click, clack. The animals were free. They followed Otis out of the barn and into the swirling winds. They followed him down the rolling hills, past Med Pond, beyond the cornfield, across the meadow, over the bank, and down into Mud Creek. Tucked down at the lowest part of the farm, Otis, the little calf, and all their farm friends felt safe. Otis sighed with relief. Now they just had to huddle together and wait it out.
Wait. They forgot the bell. B-U-L-L.
Oh no! What's gonna happen? But as they squeezed close and tight, Otis heard an awful bellowing cry, the sound of a large creature in trouble. The bull! He was locked in his pen! From the safety of Mud Creek, Otis saw the tornado speeding into the terrified animal's direction. It's true, you can't run away from a tornado. They move real fast. Lightning crashed. The tornado howled. The bull screamed. And in a flash, Otis was gone. He raced across the meadow, beyond the cornfield, past Med Point, and up the rolling hill to the bullpen. Otis found the bull tucked under the shed, shaking in fear. Otis tried to unlatch the gate. It was locked. He slammed head on into it. The gate shook, but held firm. Otis rammed it again. The gate teetered. The bull wailed like a baby. Otis spun around, threw himself in reverse, revved his engine, and charged back into the gate. Crash! The gate shattered into pieces. Otis shook himself off. He gave the bull a friendly chuff and peeled out. The bull followed Otis down the rolling hill, past Mud Pond and beyond the cornfield. The tornado roared like a freight train as they crossed the meadow. And just as Otis and the bull dove for cover over the bank and into Mud Creek, the tornado touched down, narrowly missing them. And in the picture, we can see how close they were. Otis, the little calf, the bull, and the farm friends ducked their heads and closed their eyes. They'd never heard such a fury or felt such a rage. But they were all safely tucked down in the muddy creek's bed at the lowest part of the farm. And they stayed, huddled there, until long after the tornado had passed. You know, as scary as a tornado may be, if you have the right place to shelter, it's not scary at all, because you're perfectly safe and it can't hurt you even a little bit. See, I've seen them, but I'm still here to talk about it, aren't I? Because I am not scared. S-C-A-R-E-D. Of tornadoes. They came out only when it was calm and the sun shined bright and the birds began to chirp. They found a farm that needed great repair. And we can see exactly what's happened to this farm. Tornadoes have a tendency to tear up whatever's sitting on top of the earth. And we can see it messed up their barn. It messed up their pen. Yep, messed up the pen. It messed up even their windmill, and their cars are all torn up. But the people and the animals are safe.
Where are the people?
Remember they went down into...
P-E-O-P-L-E.
P-E-O-P-L-E. P-O-P-L-E. People. But when the work was all over and it was time to play, the farm friends discovered they had a new playmate. And this one snorted and stomped his hooves in the dirt. He flared his nostrils and huffed hot air, but instead of a snarl and a glare, he wore a happy grin and friendly gaze as he took his place in line with Otis and the little calf in the grand game of follow the leader. See, when Otis realized, I can't make this guy like me, I'm just going to do my own thing, he showed who he truly was inside. And he was a person who helps others. And when he helped others, he made that grumpy person not so grumpy, didn't he? Yeah. And that is a wonderful lesson to learn, isn't it?
Yes.
And it is also...
The end.
The end.
T-H-E-E-N-D.
Well done.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.